and welcome or welcome back to Sex, Scandals, and Shenanigans. My name is Adrian, and I'll be your host. In this show, I discuss history and mythology's most notorious mistresses and lovers. As usual, let's define what a mistress is. Per Cambridge Dictionary, a mistress is a woman who has a sexual relationship over a long period of time with a man who is not her husband. And again, we need to have the contextual definition from me, a woman who has a sexual relationship with a man regardless of his marital status. Because we're still dealing with Henry II's love life, we're going to be meeting mistress number two, Ida de Tosny. Because we already have Henry's background, we don't need to get into that, but we do need to get into Ida de Tosny's early life or whatever is available. Ida was born and raised in Flamstead, Hampshire, England. Her parents were Ralph IV de Tosny, although some sources did say Ralph V, so who knows. But I believe it's Ralph IV de Tosny, who died in 1162, and Margaret de Beaumont. I don't know why I put Margaret de Beaufort. Oops. But Margaret de Beaumont, who was alive from 1125 to 1185, she was a daughter of Robert de Beaumont, who was a justiciar of England from 1155 to 1168. But anyway, her parents were from Normandy, but while she came from Norman parents, she was born and raised in England. Ida's birthday is not concrete, but we can try to work backwards to try and gauge her age when she bore Henry II, his son, William Longspay. William was given the year of his birth or in and around 1167. So from there, trying to make her not so young, we're going to say she was about 15 to 17 years old when she would have had the affair with Henry, putting her born in around 1150 to 1152. Remember, Henry was really into young girls and pretty women. Also, let's remember 15 to 17 years old was a time when noble women would be married off to start their families. Some sites I visited online note that Ida may have been born during the 1150s. After her father's death in 1162, Ida became a royal ward. I guess that's the meat cute. Ida would have been in her adolescent years to possibly early teens. As I stated earlier, based upon her first son's birth year of 1167, Ida couldn't have been any younger than 15 or 17. So now we know that Henry picks his new favorites from where he shits and eats, his court. By the late 1160s, we know that Henry is not sleeping with Eleanor, as John, who will get his own episode, was born on the 24th of December, 1166. Only the following year did Henry and Ida's son, William Longspay, come into the world. Also, what do young female wards do in a royal custody, or just in a wardship in medieval England? I'm glad you asked. Because I can't time travel and ask Geoffrey of Monmouth or Odoric Vitalis or any of the sources that we have from the 12th and 13th century, I had to Google what was considered the education of a young royal ward, let alone just a female ward. So, going to Google, riveting information, I know, but here's what I found. The wardship has been defined as the involvement of the girl being placed under the legal and financial control of a guardian, in this case, the kingdom or the king of England, until she marries. The guardian was responsible for her welfare, education, management of her estates, or just one estate, and arrangement of her marriage, usually around the age of 14, 15 years old. So one source I did find was from the James Madison University JMU Scholarly Commons, a thesis written by Kimberly Wharton regarding a young girl or woman's education as under wardship in medieval England. She writes that a young girl or woman's education consisted of dancing, singing, proper behavior, and dressing. Other households of the nobility included lessons on needlework, music, and of course social comportments. Again, similar to the dressing and proper behavior. Yet, other girls may have also been instructed on reading and writing, but not all households provided those skills. Furthermore, from Wharton, Henry I's wife, probably Matilda of Scotland, because she didn't name Adelais of Louvain, and King Stephen's mother, Henry I's sister Adela, read and wrote in Latin poetry and prose. I think it does need to be noted that when I did talk about Henry I's wife, Matilda of Scotland, mother of Matilda, the former Empress of the Holy Roman Emperor, and mother to Henry II, Matilda of Scotland was also raised in a nunnery, but obviously she didn't take her orders, but so she would have been exposed to learning Latin, especially in a religious environment, reading and writing in Latin and reciting liturgies, let alone any other works in Latin. So as a royal ward, Ida would have been exposed to learning how to comport herself, making clothing, dancing, playing music, etc., just like I reiterated earlier. And because she was a ward, she was exposed, maybe not literally, or maybe, but she would have run into Henry and his courtiers. Ergo, they're meet cute. It does have to be noted that in 1162, her father, Ralph IV, de Tosny, did die, and that's why she became a ward of the king. And I think based upon what we are alleging, her age would have been 10 to 12 years old, depending again on the years that she was born. So as she was taken in custody by the king, or at least the kingdom, Henry had access to her and her estate. So after their affair ended, probably 1167, 1168, because that's when her son William Longsfly was born, Ida was married off to the son of the rebel Hugh Bigod, 1st Earl of Norfolk, the son named Roger. Quick backstory, Hugh supported King Stephen and not Henry's mother, Matilda, the former Holy Roman Empress and Countess of Anjou, the only legitimate daughter of Henry I of England. To exact revenge on Hugh, Henry confiscated Hugh's estates, including the manors at Acley or Acle. A-C-L-E, bear with me, Halvergate, and South Walsham. These manors were then returned to the Earl of Norfolk, Roger, when the marriage to Ida occurred in December of 1181. As I have stated throughout this episode, we do know that Ida had only one son with Henry II. And from that, I've read about Henry's liaisons. The affairs didn't last very long, usually within 2 to 5 years. Now, this was slightly different with Rosamond de Clifford, but because Henry was always running off to put down rebellions and addressing legal concerns throughout the country and his French domains, Henry didn't have time to dedicate to fornicate. Unlike Henry, Ida's marriage to Roger Bigod, the 2nd Earl of Norfolk, she was busy during their marriage. She, like Henry's wife Eleanor, popped out multiple children, and then from this relationship, she popped out 8. There was first Hugh Bigod, 3rd Earl of Norfolk, who married Maud Marshall, daughter of medieval badass and hero, William the Marshal, Earl of Pembroke. Then there was William, Roger, John, Ralph, Mary, who married Ralph Fitzherbert, Marjorie, who also married William de Hastings, Ida, and potentially a 9th child, Alice, who married the 2nd Earl of Oxford. She was really good at giving birth to babies. Now, the reason we know that Ida de Tosny, Brigid, Countess of Norfolk, is the mother of William Longsfay is because of a charter that was found in 1979 by Vera London, stating in that charter, Contissime Ida, Mater Mea, or translated to Countess Ida, my mother. We are also aware that Henry II, like his grandfather Henry I, acknowledged William Longsfay as one of his illegitimate children. There has been speculation that Rosamond de Clifford was the mother of William Longsfay and Geoffrey, Bishop of York. As I stated, however, in 1979, Vera London found the charter that stated that William Longsfay's mother was Ida of Tosny. Now, this also has been substantiated by Douglas Richardson in 1993, confirming that Ida was the reference countess, and another confirmation by Ray Fair, reiterating the fact that Ida de Tosny bore William Longsfay. William's career turned towards the military as he supported his royal half-brothers, Kings, Richard I and John. He fought against the French King Philip of France, with Richard regaining lands from France while Philip was in the Crusades. By 1188, William married Ella, 3rd Countess of Salisbury, in her own right, by the way. Through this marriage, William became Earl of Salisbury. With Ella, they had 9 children. William II Longsfay, Stephen, Richard, Nicholas, who became a bishop, Isabel, Ella, Ida, Mary, and Purnell. Anyway, long story short, because of the relationship between Ida and Henry, William was able to enter the nobility, you know, because she fucked around and found out and got pregnant, and there we go. Also, this is not the first time a royal passes on their former favorites to a supporter to keep the favoritism within that realm. I don't know if that makes sense, but what I'm trying to say is, ergo, there's no problems because everybody fucks everybody else. But after with that being said, former favorite married to somebody else ensures favoritism and loyalty to the person who married the discarded favorite. I hope that wasn't confusing. So now the question becomes, was Ida de Tosny a true mistress to Henry II? And of course, we know the answer to that question is yes. She never married Henry. She only married after their relationship ended, and she bore Henry a child out of wedlock. So yes, Ida de Tosny was and is a confirmed mistress of Henry II. I know this episode wasn't chock full of information, but we have learned that some of Henry's illegitimate sons, notably William Longspay and the other son, Geoffrey, Archbishop of York, who was with their father when he died in 1189, made themselves quite the careers on the battlefield and in the church, respectively, and they became instrumental during their legitimate brothers' reigns, Richard I and John. Thank you for joining me on today's episode. There will be one more forthcoming episode on Alice of France, and that will end this mini-series on Henry II of England. I will say that Eleanor herself will get her own little mini-series, as she, too, was full of scandals. Again, thank you for joining me on today's episode. You can reach me or the show via email at sexscandalshenaniganspod@gmail.com. My website, sexscandalshenanigans.my.canva.site. If you'd like to reach out to the show, as always, try not to get into any shenanigans yourself, or I just may end up telling your story. This show is written, produced, and edited by me, Adrian. The show artwork is Jan Steen's A Girl Eating Oysters, and the music is performed and provided by the Advent Chamber Orchestra, performing Vivaldi's Concerto for Two Violins in A Minor RV5, and that music can be found at museopen.org. Thank you again for joining me on today's episode, and until next time, bye!